Welcome to the first post-race press conference of the Louis Vuitton Cup semi-finals, race day one. The wins of the day went to Luna Rossa Challenge over BMW Oracle Racing by 2 minutes and 19 seconds, and to Emirates Team New Zealand over Desafio by 43 seconds. What a day of racing. We haven't seen anything quite like that in Valencia before, certainly not during competition time. Winds from the land giving extremely shifty sailing, big gusts, pressure blowing off the land, and to cap it all, the sea breeze at the end of the day won the battle, making all but one team sail across the finish line with headsails. It wasn't really about boat speed today, or at least it didn't look that way. It was about sailors and sailing. People with nerves of steel made the right decisions in one race. People with a more classic match race approach won the second race. Perhaps the most interesting observation was to see the two pairs racing on the same course just 10 minutes apart, but with two completely different styles of racing. Luna Rossa Challenge and BMW Oracle sailing with big splits, often separating by many hundreds of meters, and Emirates Team New Zealand and Desafio sailing a much tighter race. Torben, I'm going to start with you, tactician on Luna Rossa. You have a bit of a reputation for that kind of sailing. Do you enjoy those conditions?
No, it's not that I enjoy, but I think on a day like today, if you just do normal match race style, it can go well, can go wrong as well. So playing the shifts and pressure is quite important on a day like today. It's not every day like this, but I think when we have so many holes and puffs and big shifts, I think it's quite important to sail the wind as well.
Can you tell us what was going through your mind in the last 5 minutes about the left or the right? I mean, you were very close to leeward of BMW Oracle off the start, but and both sailed out to the left-hand side for quite a while. What were you thinking about?
Well, time was clicking, and they were still holding pretty well on our weather side with a little more pressure there, so it was getting. It was getting hard for us because we were getting close to the left lay line, and we were lucky to tack on a very good spot and invert the positions. Now we were in a little more pressure, they were a little more on the light stuff, and that made us go back to the middle of the course, and it was a more open race again. So I think that was a key moment there on the race. Very good job in the boat. Sailing wise and trimming well the sails and taking the maximum out of the boat.
You were pretty sure about being on the left at the start though?
Well, you're never sure with a wind like that, mate. I think we thought the left was going to be good, and I think if there was a split, I think the left would have won for sure. But you never know what's going to happen, especially on a wind like today.
At the top mark, you had a lead of over 50 seconds. And at the gate, you were overlapped. Obviously, there was quite a big split on that run. And then there was an incident at the leeward mark, or not a massive incident, but certainly you were overlapped at one stage. Can you talk to us about how that run went for you?
It's always hard, the runs with this wind direction. There's always more pressure close to the land and then on the bottom mark. And it's hard to cover on that. Conditions now, so we had the option to jibe on a good heading, and we took it, and they sailed more in the pressure, and I think it was a very good run they did, and they gained a lot back, and had a situation on the downwind mark, so it was a good opportunity they took, and Jimmy did a wonderful job defending our position there on the gate.
Peter Eisler. It was a seat of a pants kind of day. I think you'd agree. Was the left clear, or was the right clear for you? How was your pre-start? What were you guys talking about?
Well, the one thing that was clear to us going into the pre-start, that it was a very shifty day, and that you had to stay in phase and try to connect the dots with the puffs, and the left wasn't always better, and the right wasn't always better, and you had to keep a fairly open mind. As Torben pointed out, it was probably a day where you throw away some of your classic match racing tactics and open up your eyes. And we were happy with our position off the starting line, and honestly, it, you know, as Torben pointed out, we drag raced out to the left, and we're still in a strong enough position hanging to windward of Lunarosa, and then about a 15-degree lefty hit us right at, as we're getting near the left lay line, and that allowed them to live there, and as a was it planned? I mean, you can't plan for that, but it ended up being a turning point in the race. That was one, and then down at the bottom mark, you know, just the tiniest of an overlap down at the gate allowed Lunarosa to get the closer gate and sail less distance, and that put them not only ahead immediately, but also engineered a split, which is the one thing you don't want to have happen on a day like today.
But that, so that split at the bottom, or the bottom of the second beat, was that irrecoverable? Could you not have come back, or was it? Would you have lost a hell of a lot more straight away?
Well, we can go back in the if onlys and think about it. We were hanging in, hoping and trying to Ouija ball up a righty there, because had we gone back immediately, we were four boat lengths behind. We'd sailed all. Because we were reaching into the gates after doing this early spinnaker takedown and beam reaching in, didn't matter which gate was upwind, the closer gate was the first one, the one that Lunarosa turned, and we sailed an extra four or five boat lengths just to get to our gate before we turned upwind. Meanwhile, they're sailing upwind. So had we tacked then, we would have been behind. How would it have played out then? Maybe a bit more of a dogfight, and yeah, let's go replay it now and see how that one would play out. But it wasn't a day where you can say surely the left or the right was better. It was a day where good sailors won by keeping their eyes open, and good boat handling by both crews made for some exciting racing.
Obviously, every few minutes is a completely different situation on a day like today, but the second run, or the top of the second run, you obviously had quite a gap between the two of you. What was the mood on the boat as you rounded the last mark?
18 boat lengths behind. We don't like that at all. But, you know, although they say sailboat racing is like watching grass growing, we were still quite interested in the race and actually thought there was a chance we could come back, especially when we saw up to the north, we saw a starboat just floating along with its jib wafting in a northeast wind. We were kind of hoping that everything would go screwy and we'd have a restart on our hands, and it almost happened that way, but fortunately for Lunarosa, they carried the kite to the finish line. But they had a nice, comfortable lead at that point, and we needed more a miracle or a huge wind shift to close it in, and did a good job closing down. We had a nice puff as it was. Even if the sea breeze hadn't come in, the trailing boat had a big advantage being able to close in because of the pressure was more at the top mark than down at the bottom.
Matt Vakovovich, excuse me, I'm very bad with your last name. Maybe you could pronounce
Walkowitz.
Walkowitz, navigator on Desafío Español. Tough one for you, but you kept it close all the way around. Were there any opportunities to split offered to you by Emirates Team New Zealand today?
No, there weren't too many opportunities for the split. I think they gave us one or two small ones. But right off the line, they had, you know, after about the first 5 minutes of sailing, the lefty that we had hoped for wasn't going to pay out. The righty came in. They established a controlling position. I think that Terry is an excellent tactician, and there's no way he's going to let us go at that point. So he did a really good job throughout the entire race of maintaining a controlling position. And although we were looking for passing lanes and looking for splits, there weren't, you know, there were few and far between. So we tried to take advantage of every small gain we could find, but they did a really good job of making sure they, you know, stayed in just the right spot to maybe give up a little here and there to maintain their controlling position.
I don't know if you had more than a nanosecond to look out of the boat at what was happening in the pair that were ahead of you up the course, but how do you explain the differences in style from two races? I mean, they were so completely different to watch.
Yeah, you know, we have extraordinary confidence in our boat speed. As it is, especially in these conditions. And we also have a lot of confidence in our crew maneuvers. We might not be the most consistent team out there, but we know that when we sail well, we can overachieve in both those areas. So our way of thinking, our methodology is if we're going to get behind, we're going to stay close, and we're going to wait for the opportunity to pass. I think in round robin two, you saw a lot of that. You know, we would, for whatever reason, get slightly behind another boat, and we would just wait for the opportunity to pass. And every time there was an opportunity to make a gain, we would try to do that. And that's how we feel we can win. You can try as hard as you want to get a split, and the other boat just might not let you. So if you're forced to play his game, then you should try to play it as best you can and maximize every corner, maximize every maneuver, maximize every tag and jibe, and try to do it that way. We believe we can do that. I think we've proven it. Obviously, Team New Zealand and the other two teams here are much stronger than some of the teams we've done it to in the past. But that's our game plan, and we're going to stick to it.
Ray Davies, the real sailor's race. Is that the kind of day that a perfectly functioning crew wins the race for you?
Yeah, it was certainly a tough day there on the water today. And, you know, like the guys have just been saying here, it was a tough day, one, to keep it close and defend, and also a day at times you have to take a bit of risk and back yourself. You know, like Matt's saying there, that, you know, the Spanish team is very good at coming from behind and keeping the race close. And we felt we just had to sort of keep the hammer on them and keep them sort of boxed in a little bit. But the conditions we had today, it was very difficult to do that. And there's a couple of opportunities there that, you know, the Spanish got right back into us, certainly down that last run. So, yeah, it was a very tough day, and happy we came out on top.
How do you make the decision about when to go for the wind and when to go for the opponent on a day like today?
Yeah, certainly a, you know, risk reward type calculation you're talking about the whole time, and there's certainly opportunities out there where, you know, you got quite a lot of confidence in backing yourself, and then other times there's certainly if it's anything less than about 70%, you shouldn't really take it because you can easily be bitten. These are not lasers; you can't just tack on every wind shift, and so coming into that top mark, it was getting extremely shifty and right in close to shore there, and yeah, some pretty close, hairy moments there. But you know, the Spanish just keep chipping away at us. So it's really just a balancing act.
We go straight to the audience now.